Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the WWJ Facebook page. My name is Tony Ortiz, and of course, it's draft day. No, not that awful, terrible movie with Kevin Costner. We're talking about the real thing. I already had somebody say they liked the movie. See, there you go. Not awful draft day, but the real draft day, the NFL draft day, when players get picked and NFL teams restock their rosters. So this is draft day, and this is the day all football fans, or at least most football fans, look forward to. And we're going to talk about the Lions at number eight, at least number eight for right now, because they are one of the teams that's expected to trade down at some point today in the first round so Bob Quinn can grab some more picks. That's what he said he wanted to do last week at the press conference in Allen Park for the reporters, and that's something we expect him to do this week for this. So who should they go after at number eight? Well, I'm purposely standing here because I'm hiding the guy who I think they should go after. And I'm going to reveal who I believe the Lions should take at number eight right now. Watch this. Jonah Williams. Jonah Williams is a big-time offensive lineman from Alabama. Jonah Williams can play guard. He can play tackle. But in this situation, he would play guard for the Lions. He would fill in for T.J. Lang. He would replace T.J. Lang. But he also gives you options going forward for Taylor Decker and for Rick Wagner. If Wagner struggles, you can possibly let him go this offseason coming up, and you can stick Jonah Williams in a tackle. If Taylor Decker struggles, you decide not to renew with him, the Lions could also plug in Williams and maybe go after yet another offensive lineman coming up. What's the good things about Williams? Well, as you're going to see here, Williams is the type of guy who gets things done. Right there. Right there. Opens up a nice little hole for Harris, gets through. That's the kind of dominating run blocker. That's the kind of dominating blocker you want to see. Again, Williams lines up right there. Left tackle, stones the rusher, gives the quarterback to a Tagovailoa. Time to throw, touchdown. And that's what you want from your offensive lineman. You want somebody who is going to clear the road. You want somebody who's going to protect your quarterback. And that is why Jonah Williams is the right pick for the Lions. If Bob Quinn is serious, and we believe he's serious, if he's serious about these things, if he's serious about building from the lines out, this is the solid type of pick that you would do for the Lions. He is the building block for what is an improving offensive line. Can't do this alone. Never can do this alone. So guess what? I am bringing in some high-powered help. And believe me, when I say high-powered help, this guy is definitely...
I'm not sure high-powered, but...
Oh, give me a break. High-powered help.
Thanks.
What's
a lot,
going on,
Tony?
Man? How you doing?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. What do you think of my selection of Jonah Williams?
I love this pick. I think that people underestimate the need for an offensive lineman for the Lions early. Obviously, Taylor Decker was taken in the first round in 2016. We saw Ragnow last year, so it seems like the O-line might be shorn up, but it's not. With T.J. Lang retiring, there is a need for a guard. And Jonah Williams, who, like you said, played some tackle, played some guard, can play both positions, would fill that need for them right away. And he's a guy that I do think fits that Patricia Bob Quinn build from the inside out mold.
And you know this from covering the Lions as well. The Lions like position flexibility. They like versatility. Jonah Williams is a versatile guy, like you said, can play tackle, can play guard. That's somebody who gives you a little bit more to play with, and it gives you somebody who you don't need an extra roster spot for an offensive lineman because he is so versatile at what he does.
Yeah, and remember, Daryl Bevel, the new offensive coordinator, is going to want to prioritize the run, and this is the guy who can help pave the way in the run game. The Lions want to control the ball, control the clock with Bevel. That's been his MO in the past. They have a running back in Kerryon Johnson who can be that guy for them. They need lanes to pave for him. One of Johnson's biggest blockers last year, probably his best blocker in the run game, was T.J. Lang. Lang's now gone. Who can fill his shoes? I do think Jonah Williams could be a guy to do that. And it would fit the mold also of what Bevel wants to do on offense.
And that's a perfect pick for the Lions at number eight. Will Birchfield agrees with me? So I feel a little bit better about my pick. But, Will.
Listen out, Bob Quinn.
But, Will, let's... What if he's gone?
Okay.
What if some team trades up and decides they want to take Jonah Williams? Who can the Lions go to then? Number two, the guy Lions fans don't want to see.
The Lions fan base shrieks in horror.
How'd they get the pitchforks and torches so quickly?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. T.J. Hockenson is not Rob Gronkowski. Let's say that right now. He is not Rob Gronkowski. However, most scouts compare him to Jason Witten. And I'll be honest, Tony Romo and Dak Prescott lived for years with Jason Witten being their security blanket and being a guy who can work on the line as a blocker, but also as a pass catcher. And I think T.J. Hockenson is a guy who can fill that role for the Lions.
I agree. Bob Quinn talked in his postseason comments about getting Stafford more weapons. I know Lions fans have heard that before.
Yep.
I've heard that over and over and over again. But Hockenson would certainly be another weapon for Stafford, someone who can stretch the field. And I think what matters here, there's a lot of great tight ends in the draft, whether it's Noah Fant, another tight end kid, yep. or Hockenson, or many others. What sets Hockenson apart is that he's a three down tight end. He can block in the run game as well as he can make plays in the passing game. Again, that fits into the run the ball type offense Daryl Bevel most likely wants to run. I do think that's a good fit for the Lions.
And let me say this. There's some athleticism here on the part of TJ Hockenson.
No
you look at him and you think, okay, big stiff tight end. Nobody wants to see another big stiff tight end, but that's not this guy. This guy has some athletic ability, can catch the ball, can block. He can do a lot of things you want your tight end to do in an offense like this.
Yes, he's not Rob Gronkowski, but he has drawn comparisons to Rob Gronkowski, and you don't draw comparisons to Gronk without being a freak of nature. I think we can say that pretty safely.
And let me build on something Will just said, which is this. Daryl Bevel in Seattle, and my wife's favorite player is Russell Wilson, so I've seen a lot more Seahawks games than I care to admit, but he liked swinging out with two tight ends. He liked using two tight ends. And along with Jesse James, TJ Hockenson would definitely fill the bill and would give, again, Daryl Bevel some extra weapons to play with in this year's offense.
Absolutely. It's a distinct possibility. So steel yourselves for the possibility that TJ Hockenson is a Lion in about T-minus 8 hours.
All right. Now let's say this. What if Hockenson is gone? Williams is off the board. Hockenson is off the board. Who might the Lions turn to next?
Yeah.
Devin Bush.
It's a surprise to see him there. I'll say this. It would have been a surprise to see him there here at number 8 maybe a month ago. For
Correct.
Sure 2 months ago. But he has really begun to rise up the draft board as far as many reports go, as far as many analysts and insiders say. It's funny. He and Rashawn Gary have kind of swapped spots
yes,
on the
they
board.
Have.
A lot of scouts and insiders now see Gary as a maybe late first-round pick, and Bush has replaced him from a possible late first-round pick to maybe a top 10 pick. The Broncos are a team that's really in on Bush. They're at 11, I believe.
Yep.
But don't rule Bush out for the Lions at 8.
No, absolutely not. And here is why he is rising up the boards, or at least here is why he is one of the best-looking players in this draft, that athleticism. He is a linebacker, but he doesn't play like just a linebacker. He can rush the passer. He can make plays in the secondary. He can make plays like this. Rush the passer. Get that passer down.
Yeah.
This is something you want. He is a versatile linebacker who can also play a little bit of defensive end in certain situations, and he's the type of playmaker that can help your defense, especially if you're the Lions.
For sure. He's a bit limited in the pass game. He's probably more of a two-down linebacker. Doesn't make many plays with his back to the ball. In that way, he's a little bit similar to Jared Davis, which might be a bit redundant for the Lions. If Devin White is there at 8, I would suspect they would most certainly take him, but it seems like he's probably a top 5, top 6 pick now. But they do need someone to play alongside Davis, and Bush could be that guy.
Sorry, by the way, Michigan State fans. I wasn't trying to troll you with that last highlight, but it's a good example of all the athleticism.
Yes,
but it's a good example of the athleticism that Devin Bush can bring to the field, and it's something that the Lions have been looking for. And look, in Matt Patricia's defense, he likes versatile linebackers who can cover running backs and tight ends in passing situations but can also play the run, and that's Devin Bush.
Absolutely.
So those are the top 3. But let's just say, for laughs, Bush is too high, 8 is too high for Bush, and the other two guys, Williamson and Hockenson, are gone. Who might that leave? How about this guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Ed Oliver. Now look, part of me thinks that a bit of Ed Oliver is a workout warrior, okay? He did phenomenal at the combine, Will. So a part of me thinks, okay, he's a good player, but maybe a little too much emphasis on what he did at the combine. And then you watch some of his highlights and you realize Ed Oliver, A, a little bit of swag, as you can see on the field right there, walking down the – but here's the other thing, too. He can make plays. He makes big plays as a guy who can stop the middle. And also, Ed Oliver can rush the passer. You can even line him up at defensive end. Some of these highlights, though, you're going to see he's a defensive tackle right now making plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ed Oliver does jump off the board from a scouting perspective and a combine perspective. And his numbers were a bit down last year at Houston. But his first 2 years at Houston, he put up – All-American numbers.
Yes, he
did. And so the production has been there for him in the past. He also missed some games last year, which lowered his overall numbers. This guy was probably at this time last year, even last summer, considered the possible first overall pick in the draft. He's that good. He's that talented. He's that special. If the Lion, if he falls to 8, there's a real chance the Lions take him. You'd then put him alongside Damon Harrison, A'shaun Robinson, Deshaun Hand. You'd have the makings of one of the best defensive fronts in football, and that's a place that Patricia wants to emphasize.
Now, the one knock against him from some scouts who have watched him is Oliver, especially last year, had a tendency to maybe take off some plays, maybe coast through some plays. When you've got that much talent, it stands out when you coast through plays. He can't do that at the NFL level because he will be eaten up.
Yes.
So Ed Oliver is a possibility at number eight, although there is a chance he could be taken off the board as well. So as we keep going through, who might be another possibility for the Lions if some of these guys are off the board? How about Devin White, who you just mentioned, and you really, really like?
I do like him a lot. He to me fits the mold of a three down linebacker. I think he would allow Jared Davis to do even more things for the Lions. He'd probably take some responsibility off Davis's hands, especially in the pass game. Devin White, again, I don't think he'll be there at eight. If he is, I think he's a player the Lions would scoop right up. He has been mocked to them in the past, but his stock does seem to be on the rise. This is a guy that would be just a three-down, multi-purpose weapon for Matt Patricia.
Can I point out something here as we look at some of the numbers from the combine back in February? 40-yard dash, 4.42 seconds. That's incredibly fast. Broad jump, 118 inches. 20-yard shuttle, 4.17 seconds. These are numbers that immediately jump off the board for scouts and for coaches. Because
I've seen him run 4 or 5, so he's right there.
But there was food involved, so you know we could take that. But seriously, those are numbers that jump off the board, Will, to coaches and to scouts who are looking for quick secondary guys, especially in this day and age of the NFL where offense seems to be the king.
Yep.
Here's some of the highlights from Devin White. And the one thing that's going to stand out, you're going to find him on the field immediately. Mm-hmm. There is no question whatsoever, Devin White will stand out. Gets after the pass. Look at it. And again, that's some of the speed that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
That 4.42 in the 40.
Absolutely. Also, Bob Quinn, as he has made very clear, and he has said this, not just demonstrated it, he loves players from the SEC.
Correct.
Over his first three drafts, he has gone back to the SEC time and time again. He sees those players as the most proven, as the most battle-tested, rightly so. So that's just one more reason for the Lions to be drawn to this kid.
And another thing, too, as we look at some of the other things about Devin White, here's something else that stands out, too, as we were talking about with the SEC. Jonah Williams, an Alabama kid who allowed one sack over his final 29 games. Devin White, a guy who's a Butkus Award winner, first-team All-American, first-team All-SEC.
Yep.
That's one of the toughest, if not the toughest, conference in all of college football. When you're winning those type of awards, you are doing something on the field in the SEC, and that usually translates pretty well to the NFL.
Absolutely. We saw it last year. Kerryon Johnson was the SEC 2017 SEC Offensive Player of the Year, and he came in, and when he was healthy, he was the Lions' best offensive player. So when you put up numbers in those conferences, in that conference, like you said, it does mean something in the NFL.
Another player whom the Lions might be looking at, Rashawn Gary.
I think a lot of Lions fans kind of recoil at this pick, too. It seems like Ian Hockenson are both everyone's steer clear type guys.
And look, the same thing we said about Ed Oliver could also apply to Rashawn Gary, which is there were some times, especially this year, where scouts saw Will, where he kind of coasted through some plays. But when you have that kind of talent, sometimes that happens.
Yep.
But again, Rashawn Gary, his talent jumps off the page whenever you see him on film.
No doubt. I mean, I think what you notice most watching him on film, besides the obvious highlights, is that he spent most of last season double teamed. And which this is honestly why Chase Winovich, and I love Chase Winovich, love the hair, finished with such great numbers.
Some of us don't have to worry about him,
but Rashawn Gary was mostly, when he was playing, occupying double teams. And so the numbers might not have been there, but that's a reason why.
You know what? If there is a guy who is targeted to be an Oakland Raider, it would be Rashawn Gary to team up with Mo Hurst in Oakland. But again, quickness right off the ball. Look at this. Pressures the quarterback, gets after the quarterback. And again, that was during a double team. Here's another example of that. This time against Rutgers. And okay, granted, it's Rutgers. But even still, Rashawn Gary just leaps right off the page.
And there's Bush.
And there's Devin Bush helping out on that one.
He does seem to be around the ball 24-7.
Yep. Better team. Penn State. But look at this. Yeah. Right there where the play is. And that's what you want. You want somebody who is going to be right there when the plays are developing. You want somebody with a nose for the ball. And Rashawn Gary definitely has a nose for the ball.
He does. I don't think that if he's there today, and I think he will be, I don't think the Lions take him. Bob Quinn was asked last week, how does he value college production versus measurables and how you look in the combine. Obviously, Rashawn Gary looks like a beast in the measurables, but Quinn did say he values college production over anything else, and that was not there for Gary. I'd be surprised to see the Lions take him if he is on the board.
If he's still on the board. And look, some of the numbers here, 4.58 and a 40-yard dash. His broad jump number, pretty impressive. 20-yard shuttle number is pretty impressive as well. Yeah. But again, there are some knocks against Rashawn Gary, but like you said, I would be surprised if the Lions do take him at number eight. But again, some of the other guys we've talked about have been off the board. We're assuming these guys might be off the board. The Lions may look, if they can't trade down, for a guy like Rashawn Gary. Another guy, another workout warrior, a guy who really blew people away at the combine, Montez Sweat, Mississippi State, so he has the SEC pedigree, but there are still some questions about this guy.
Yeah, no doubt. He, like you said, he looks the part as a as just a pure edge rusher. But I don't know that the Lions necessarily need that. Patricia was brought here to dial up the pass rush without maybe needing explicit pass rushers, right? The Lions finished last year in the NFL 11th in sacks and didn't have anyone who was a blow-you-away type pass rusher.
Correct.
And I think, you know, obviously they've signed Trey Flowers. I don't know if Montez Sweat would really fill a need for them. And if you're going to pick at eight, you would like to think you can fill a need there. I don't know if Montez Sweat fits that bill.
I think the biggest thing, the biggest question about Montez Sweat is, could he make the transition to linebacker if he plays? Could he play more than one position? I don't know. Fast time, though, 4.41 in the 40. Again, 4.29 in the 20-yard shuttle, pretty impressive. Good broad jump numbers. But again, Montez Sweat, when you look at his highlights, they do seem to jump off the page. Not necessarily. Look, I mean, again, 20-yard shuttle or 10-yard shuttle, pretty quick.
That's you?
No, that's I wish. No, that's Montez Sweat. And again, look at this, 40-yard dash. You're right. He looks the part of a defensive lineman who's going to rush the passer. But again, there are some questions, even though he went to an SEC school, that remain about Montez Sweat.
Yeah, I agree. I think Montez Sweat is probably more of a mid to late first round pick. He's a target for the Lions. Maybe if they trade back, if he's on the board, say somewhere in that 15, 16, 17 range. At eight, I think they're reaching.
One more guy to talk about as we go through. A guy who initially, when we did all of this, I thought was a great choice for the Lions and was perfect. Cleveland Farrell from Clemson. Big name pedigree, big name school, made plays in big games like the national championship game. But toe injury may have hampered him just a little bit. And now he's one guy who you don't hear talked about anymore at the top of the first round.
Yep.
He's a guy you hear well in the middle of the first round.
Yeah, again, I think he'd be a trade down candidate for the Lions if they're in that mid-round range. He certainly has all-time stock. I mean, this guy, along with the rest of that Clemson D-line, it was like a first-round party there for
absolutely.
The whole season, and he was a key part of it. He has done it against the big teams, which, again, Bob Quinn loves. That might appeal to the Lions, but he'd have to be a mid-round trade-down candidate.
Absolutely. And, again, here's a guy, comes off the edge. Look at that. Pressure on the quarterback. He looks the part, he makes plays, and he's got a nose for the football. Wherever the football is, and Alabama will tell you this based on what happened in the national championship game, wherever the ball is, Cleveland Farrell, 9 times out of 10, is right there near the ball.
Agreed.
So that's a look at some of the guys that we like that, you know, maybe, who knows, could be the pick. But we need an expert to come over for the pick. We need somebody, a young man, who would make the pick for us. So come on over.
We're calling in the big
shots. We're calling in the big shots here because, you know, we can't do this.
We don't really
ourselves.
Know much, but what? our friend here has the inside scoop. He's going to tell us how it's all going to go down.
So, who do you like? What position do you like? What player of all the players we named, which one do you like?
I think this one.
Jonah Williams. Because good choice.
He's that offensive line.
Good choice. See, there you go.
The pick is in.
So
you
the pick is in.
First.
Exactly. So when Jonah Williams is selected, this is the guy you remember made the pick for us because he knows what's going on. NFL draft going on tonight. Will, thank you very much for your
Thanks
help
a
as
lot,
always.
Tony.
We will talk about this tomorrow when we come back.
Absolutely.
Young man,
we'll
thank you very
much.
We'll
break down Jonah Williams on the Lions and
yes,
hopefully
we will.
Not TJ Hockenson.
Oh, I hope it is TJ Hockenson just because.
Is that your pick, Tony?
No, my pick is Jonah Williams, but I just want to see the fans lose their minds over TJ Hockenson.
All,
I think that would be great.
Enjoy that.
I think that would be awesome if it's TJ Hockenson and the fans can just go nuts. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll break down the pick and see what the Lions we'll do or give our thoughts of what the Lions could do on day two. TJ Hockenson. Noah Fant, maybe on day two if they go with Jonah Williams on day one. We'll talk Iowa tight ends. We'll talk about the NFL draft tomorrow right here on the WWJ Facebook Live page. Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy your lunches, everybody.
Stay tuned.